إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة التوبة بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره، والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان: من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما، ومن أحب عبدا لا يحبه إلا لله، ومن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. صدق الله وصدق رسوله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, the month of Rabi al-Awwal is very special. It is the month when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was born. The companions, the noble companions, once were surrounding the Prophet. They were sitting, talking, and they requested that he talks about himself. قالوا أخبرنا عن نفسك. They said, tell us something about yourself. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا دعوة أبي إبراهيم. I am the answer to the call of my father Ibrahim عليه السلام. Ibrahim عليه السلام made a dua to Allah. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Oh, our Lord, send from among them a messenger from them, from the people where he left his wife and son, that would recite to them the ayat of Allah and so on and so forth. So the dua of Ibrahim was mustajab. Allah answered. That's why he said, أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ. I am the answer to the dua of my father Ibrahim. وَبُشْرَى عِيسَى. And I am the good news of Isa alayhi salam. Because Isa alayhi salam, we have that in Surah Al-Saff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. Oh, my people, he's saying to Bani Israel, I am the messenger of Allah to you, confirming the Torah, that which had come before me, and giving you a glad tidings, the good news of a messenger to come after me. His name is Ahmad, and Ahmad and Muhammad is the same. So he says, وَبُشْرَ عِيسَى. I am the good news of Isa. ورأت أمي حين حملت بي أنه خرج منها نور أضاء لها قصور مصر من أرض الشام. And my mother saw in a dream while she was pregnant with me light emitting out of her womb shining the castles of Busra or Sham or Syria. So the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Muhammad with, Al-Quran, An-Nur, indeed shone over Arabia and soon after that over the castles of Busra, Sham, and after some time over a vast majority of Allah's lands here on earth. There are two important terms in the Quran regarding the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: obedience and love, ita' and hubb. In so many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us as believers, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Say, obey Allah and obey His Messenger. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. In so many different ways, Allah commands the believers to obey Him and obey His Messenger. So obedience, there can be no question about that in terms of obeying the commands of the Prophet alongside with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolute obedience to the Prophet is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is part of the ibadah to Allah. And this ibadah is not complete without loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both obedience and love constitute ibadah. We all profess and say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and indeed so. No single Muslim in the world will tell you, I don't love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The question is that true and genuine love? We have to ask ourselves. We all love the Prophet, but is that a true love? Is that a genuine love? If it is so, why then are we in such a dire strait? We are in a very bad situation that is difficult to fix, the ummah that is. Look at the ummah today. We are in disarray, dismayed, and in utter confusion. This would not have happened had we possessed genuine love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This would not have happened had we possessed genuine love for Allah first and then His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the following ayah describes the dilemma, our predicament. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ. Say, O Prophet, to the believers, if your fathers and your sons, your children, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ, your brothers, and your spouses, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ, and your relatives, your tribes, all these five relations, add to them three worldly things. وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا, and the wealth you are accumulating and possessing. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, and the commerce, the trades, the businesses you are flourishing from, in which you fear recession. You're afraid that your business doesn't do well. وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, add to these two, the dwellings in which you very much love. Your big homes, your mansions, your big cars, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if these eight things, five relations and three related to this world, if they are أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا, if they are more beloved to you, more dear to you than the love of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the struggle in His path, the path of Allah, then sit and wait فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Until Allah decides your fate. But we know what the fate of such individuals is. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah informed us. He said, Allah is not going to guide such rebellious people. If our love for the dunya and for our relations exceeds the love for Allah and His Messenger and the struggle in His path, we are in essence in revolt against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It appears that the love of worldly things, including our relations, are more dear to us today than Allah and His Messenger. It is natural that we love all these things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling us not to love your relatives, your fathers, your sons, your daughters, all your relations. He's not saying don't love them. He's not saying don't work and acquire wealth. He's not saying don't have businesses and flourish in your business. He's not saying not to have big homes and have big cars and so on and so forth. These are the utilities of life. Enjoy them, but make sure that the love for Allah and His Messenger and the struggle in His path, at least at bare minimum, equal to the love of your relations and the world. At least, this at bare minimum, equal. You take these eight things, put them on one side of the scale, the balance. You know, the old balance you see with two pans, on one on either side, put eight on one side and the love for Allah and His Messenger and the struggle in His path on the other side. At least, at bare minimum, they should be at equilibrium, balanced. But those who possess true, genuine love, you will find the love for Allah and His Messenger and the struggle outweigh everything else. What does that mean? That means those who have true, genuine love, they don't abandon the dunya. They're still part of this world. But most of their energies and time and wealth is spent in the cause of Allah out of love for Allah and His Messenger. That's what that means. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told us in the hadith that I opened up with, an Anas radiallahu anhu. He says, three things, if found in any one of you, you would have indeed tasted the sweetness of iman. Iman, genuine iman. What are they? Number one, من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه. Anyone whose love for Allah and His Messenger exceeds the love of anything besides them, then you are truly tasting the sweetness of iman. Because Allah and His Messenger is in your view, in your mind, in your consciousness. And the second thing he says, whoever loves someone solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to exploit him and take advantage of him and so on, no. Genuinely, I love my friend for the sake of Allah. And the third thing he mentioned, that you detest, you hate to go back to kufr after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved you from it, as you hate to be thrown in the hellfire. These are the three things if found in anyone. Indeed, you have tasted the sweetness of iman. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see is that at bare minimum, again, that the balance is at equilibrium. But for those who possess real faith, real burning faith, they find that the love for Allah, His Messenger, and the struggle outweigh the love of everything in this world. They are ready to die, to sacrifice themselves for the sake of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu عليه وسلم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. This is the point where those individuals with genuine faith reach this point where they clearly declare, O my Lord, my salah, my sacrifice, my life and death is for you, O Allah, the Lord of the worlds. If you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is one thing to do. Follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Follow the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran informed his Prophet to inform us. قل, tell them, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله. Say to them, if you truly love Allah, again, I'm using this truly in parentheses. We all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'm sorry to say it is all superficial. It's blind love. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله. If you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's only one thing we need to do. فاتبعوني. Follow me. Follow me. يحببكم الله. Allah will love you. Let me ask you this question. Does Allah love us today? Does Allah love us today? Allah does not love us today. No, He doesn't. Because we don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had Allah loved us, He would pour His mercy and grace and bounties and blessings upon this ummah. What is happening to this ummah? You know what is happening to this ummah. We are living in utter humiliation and disgrace in the world. Why is that? Because we have abandoned the greatest sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. Allah will love you. Allah will bless you. Not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly forgive you all your sins. Allah is most merciful, most kind. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is forgiving. He is merciful. True believers take heed on that ayah and act. So the term that is used here, not ita'ah, please understand. Not obedience, not ta'ah. Ta'ah is compulsory. We have no choice. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. You have to obey Allah and you have to obey the Messenger. Even if it is blind obedience, you still have to obey Him. Ittiba' is something else. To follow the Prophet, you don't have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he ate, how he dresses, how he walked, how he slept, how he did things, you don't have to. You don't incur sin if you don't follow his lifestyle. Ittiba'. But if you do, then you are rewarded because you are following the best example in the world. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, you have in the Messenger of Allah the best model, best example. So follow him. Follow the Prophet. Indeed, we emulate the Prophet. And emulating the Prophet is very commendable. We emulate him in how we eat and how we sleep. And in so many other ways. But there is one way that the ummah is heedless of, and that is the struggle in the path of Allah, al-jihadu fi sabilillah. The love for that should exceed the love of everything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was destined to shine the divine light upon all humankind, not only upon Syria. It is he who has sent his messenger. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has sent his messenger with the final guidance, the guidance, الهدى. No more Quran to come or any scripture to come after the Quran, because no more prophet or messenger to come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was sent as a mercy to the worlds. The struggle in the path of Allah, establishing the true deen, true way of life, was a manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. But how does that manifest itself? By deen al-haqq. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. And the true system, the true system of justice, the true way of life, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, to make it manifest over and prevail over all man-made ways of life. There can be only one way of life, and that is the divine system, Allah's way of life. There can be only one way of life that will truly lead to true happiness, to the pursuit of true happiness in this world and in the next. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Even if the idolaters don't like it, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. You find this three times in the Qur'an. We have abandoned the struggle in the path of Allah. We became so very much engrossed in worldly affairs, so much so that the enemies of Islam are not only possessing worldly power today, but making Muslims subservient to their will, to the system of Taghut. The Prophet prophesied our times. Very soon these nations will come and eat you up. And when you know the hadith, when he was asked, how come? أَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ. Are we small in numbers? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٍ. You are plenty in numbers. You will be plenty in numbers. 1.8 billion, some estimates today. 1.8 billion Muslims. One out of five, if not one out of four human beings on the globe is a Muslim today. صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ. But you're useless. You are useless. You're no good for the cause of Allah. You're good for yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid your enemies over you. He will take out the fear from their hearts and throw wahn into your hearts. And when he was asked, وَمَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this wahn, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهِيَّةُ الْمَوْتِ. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا, loving this world. Loving your sons and daughters and relations and parties left and right. And vacations to this world. And the money and the wealth you are amassing by hook or by crook, by fraud or by any which way. The businesses you want to flourish from and everything else. Those dwellings, big homes and big mansions. That's what the Prophet said. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. That had been prophesied by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago. This is our predicament today. And you say, I love the Prophet? And you say, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's absurd. Yes, we do. But not at the level that is required of us as believers. We are the last ummah, brothers and sisters. Muhammad was the last prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and messenger. He was given the Quran, the last book, to shine its light on all humanity. He was sent to the entire humanity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us, and we as followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were sent to humanity. We were not sent to enjoy this world. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best ummah produced to serve mankind, to guide mankind, to struggle for justice in this world, to save people from falling in the pit of the hellfire on the day of judgment. But we have preferred the world. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. I don't want to die. I'm enjoying this life so much. And you say you love Allah. And you say you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is very serious. This is very serious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a big mission. And the biggest mission of his own personal, was to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supreme. Ya ayyuhal mudathir qum fa'anzir wa rabbaka fakabbir. Arise and warn and make your Lord supreme. Make your Lord supreme. While he struggled haqqa jihadihi in the path of Allah. He indeed struggled his utmost himself personally. He was one man, one prophet, one mission. And he was able, subhanallah, along with those who were with him, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu, and those who were with him, the few gems that were with him. The Prophet did not only transform individuals, transform their attitudes, their behaviors, their worldview, but he transformed the entire Arabian Peninsula, brought God back to the public square. His revolution was so profound, not a single man on earth ever in human history has achieved what this one man has achieved. Complete revolution. Complete political, social, economic system was established based on divine guidance. And he trusted his companions after him and the Ummah, although he knew he will be in utter disappointment because he told us those prophecies, what's going to happen to us afterwards. But he gave the good news. The good news is, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then the Khilafah is going to come back at the end of time. So this is the good news we have here. And why is it going to be Khilafah? To continue the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not his personal. His personal he achieved, but he could not achieve the overarching goal, and that is to bring about justice, a revolution that will establish divine justice over the entire globe. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. To make this deen dominant over the whole entire globe. The rest of his mission, he left it for us to continue. But unfortunately, we are failing. So we need to go back. We need to return back to fulfilling our ordained duties. Allah had enjoined upon us to establish his deen. شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ. This is your duty. You were produced to serve humanity. You're not to enjoy this world. You only can take whatever you need out of this world. But you will enjoy the bliss of paradise for eternity if you qualify for it. So he ordained upon us to struggle for that. As Muslims, as believers, he ordained upon us to do amr ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. He ordained upon us to give da'wah to people, to bring Muslims back to the Qur'an, and also invite non-Muslims to Islam. So if you want to show your love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make an intention and say to yourself, I do want to follow him. I do want to struggle in the path of Allah as he struggled, because I care about humanity. I care about my salvation. And if you do this, Allah guaranteed salvation for you. He did. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh, you who believe, shall I lead you into a trade? We love trade. وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا. Allah said, let me invite you to a different trade. Oh, you who believe, let me show you a trade that will save you from a severe punishment. In other words, to salvation. What should you do? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And I dare say in parentheses, وَتُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. That's best for you if you know. Believe in Allah. Believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as you ought to believe. Again, having that genuine, true faith. And then struggle in the path of Allah with your wealth, with your belongings, with your bodily resources, with everything. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This tijara is better for you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you but know. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will forgive your sins. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ. He will enter you into gardens where rivers flow beneath. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. The best dwellings. وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. You want these beautiful homes and mansions in this world? Allah said, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا. No. You will have better dwellings. Dwellings that you have never imagined before that you will love very much. This is in the hereafter. But he promised something else here. وَأُخْرَ تُحِبُّونَهَا. And something else you very much love. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. The help of Allah will come. But unless you truly believe and struggle in the path of Allah, truly believe in Allah and the Messenger and the struggle, it's not going to happen. But if it does, then here's the bushra. وَأُخْرَ تُحِبُّونَهَا. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The help of Allah will come and victory will come very soon. And give the glad tidings, O Prophet, to the believers. So we have the glad tidings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fulfill our duties, ordained duties toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our abilities so that on the day of judgment we can say to Allah, Oh Allah, I did the very best I could in this world for your sake. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد. So brothers and sisters, the struggle is ours today. No prophet to come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to do our very best to show Allah that we really care about him and his prophet and about our deen. The fact that Allah is not Akbar anywhere today, it becomes more compelling to all of us to really struggle and bring back Allah to the public square and made him supreme as was commanded of him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. But for this struggle, we must truly understand the methodology and the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi. How did he struggle? How did he do it? How within 23 years, never in the history of humankind, within 23 years, a single person brings about a complete revolution. So it makes sense to study him. Yes, sunnah is good. Do this, don't do this, walk this way, dress this way, and are good. But study his seerah. What did he do? How did he accomplish this gigantic task in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very much pleased with his accomplishment? الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day I have perfected this deen for you, completed my blessings and favor upon you, and very much happy and pleased with Islam as your way of life. How did he do that? So we need to study his methodology, his way, his example, and understand the concept of jihad fi sabilillah. Unfortunately, we Muslims brought a bad name to jihad fi sabilillah. We Muslims. Every time we talk of jihad, it's qital, fight. It's not so. Only in the step just before, the fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes qital. And there's a special term for that in the Quran. Qital. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. So many ayat when it comes to qital. There are two types of jihad that are required of us. One, jihad and nafs, the self-struggle. And the other one is the ideological jihad. The self-struggle is to struggle against your own desires. When he was asked, أَيُّ الْجِهَادِ أَفْضَلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, which jihad is most supreme? He said, بِأَن تُجَاهِدَ نَفْسَكَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, to struggle against your nafs. النَّفْسِ الْأَمَّارَ بِالسُّوءِ, the enticing soul, the soul that wants you to fulfill your animalistic desires. Struggle against that. Discipline yourself. Control, subdue your desires. Secondly, shaitan is there. He's not dead. And he's there to take you away from the straight path. He is your enemy. Take him as an enemy. You got to be aware of him and his progeny and his agents of jinn and ins. You have to shield yourself from shaitan. Inna shaitan alakum adu fattakhidhuhu aduwa. Take him as an enemy, because he's your enemy. And thirdly, you have to struggle against the wrong trends of the society. This society wants to take you to hell. It takes a form of struggle to resist all the temptations that this society is throwing at you. Once you do that, then you're ready for the next step. Because this is what the Prophet did with the Sahaba. Transform them individually. And then comes the true jihad fi sabilillah. And that is the ideological struggle to understand what Islam is, what Tawheed is. Islam is a system based on an ideology called Tawheed. Monotheism, oneness of God. God is the only sovereign in this universe. God is the only rightful ruler in this universe. We have to understand this ideology. What does it mean, Tawheed, La ilaha illallah? Only prayers and fasting? No. And once you understand that, you study. You need to study the Quran. This is where we get our ideology from. The Quran and the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then it becomes our duty to go out and seek the people and preach this ideology. And some people will most certainly join you. And the more people join you, the more success you will have. Even if you were not successful in this world, at least you can tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have tried my very best. And this ideological struggle requires a jama'ah, requires an organization, a movement. Just as the Prophet created a movement. There's a lot of work. Now, if you truly love Allah and His Messenger, then there's only one thing to do to prove your love for both of them, and that is to struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us make our Lord, our Master, Allah supreme here in this world. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim annaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim annaka hamidun majid. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Allahumma ij'alna min alladhina jahadu fi sabilik bi amwalihim wa anfusihim li iqamati dinik wa i'la'i kalimatik. Allahumma ighfir lana wal mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Allahumma alif bayna qulubihim wajma' dhata bainihim. وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة يا أرحم الراحمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فأقم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.